Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 results conference call of Cochin Shipyard Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On the behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Cochin Shipyard Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Madhu Nair, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Jose Vijay, Director of Finance, Mr. Rajesh Gopalakrishnan, Chief General Manager of Ship Repair, Mr. Hari Krishnan, Chief General Manager, Shipbuilding, Mr. Shibu John, General Manager of Finance, Mr. Shyam Kamal, who is Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Madhu Nair. Over to you, sir.
Good evening to all present in this conference call. I, Madhu S. Nair, Chairman and Managing Director of Cochin Shipyard Limited, would like to extend a warm welcome to all the participants who are joining us today. I am joined by Sri Jose Vijay, our Director of Finance, Sri Rajesh Gopalakrishnan, Chief General Manager, Ship Repair, Sri Hari Krishnan S., Chief General Manager, Shipbuilding, Sri Shibu John, General Manager, Finance, and Sri Shyam Kamal N., our Company Secretary. I would like to bring to your attention operational achievements in the third quarter of FY24. Two major defense projects stood out during this period. Firstly, INS Vikrant, the indigenous aircraft carrier, commissioned in September 2022 by the Honorable Prime Minister. This project played a significant role in generating revenue for both shipbuilding and ship repair during this quarter. The second noteworthy project involved the construction of ASW-SWC corvettes for the Indian Navy with an estimated overall value of about 6,300 crores. The progress on this project has been good, and we are happy to inform you that three vessels were simultaneously launched on 30th November 2023, which is probably a first for such projects of the Indian Navy. Currently, on these three vessels which have been launched, the machinery outfitting works are underway. Additionally, two more vessels, that's vessel number 4 and 5 in the series, had their keel laid on 8th December 2023, and currently hull block erection is in progress. The remaining three vessels, that's vessel number 6, 7 and 8, are also in the advanced stages of block fabrication. On the commercial front, the multipurpose vessel project, 8 numbers, which we are executing for European clients, also contributed during this quarter. With respect to new orders, CSL has received several important orders in the third quarter until this date. In October 2023, the Ministry of Defense entered into a contract with CSL for a midlife upgrade and repowering of a naval platform at a cost of Rs. 313.42 crores. This project is expected to be completed in 24 months and involves the modernization and upgradation of various systems and equipment on board the ship to enhance its operational capabilities. We consider this as a significant order win because this could set the context for such projects into the future. Furthermore, in December 2023, CSL signed a contract again with the Ministry of Defense for a value of Rs. 488.25 crores. This contract entails the repair and maintenance of equipment and systems on board INS Vikrant. The full work is expected to be completed by the first quarter of FY25. Additionally, on the shipbuilding front, in January 2024, PSL secured an order from a European client for the design and construction of one hybrid SOV, service operation vessel. The project cost for this firm order is estimated to be approximately rupees 500 crores, with the vessel scheduled to be delivered in 2026. The vessel is designed and built to cater to the service, maintenance and operational needs of the offshore wind farm industry in the European market, where sustainable energy solutions are in high demand. It is significant again from the point that this again is a hybrid SOV. In early February 2024, we have signed shipbuilding contracts for undertaking medium refits of two Indian naval vessels. This is called a multiple refit contract because it's two vessels together. So this multiple refit contract valued at around rupees 150 crores include dry docking, refit, as well as upgradation of equipment on board these ships. Now I would like to go through other achievements during the period, which I also consider worth mentioning here. CSL successfully delivered two electric hybrid 100-pax vessels to the Cochin Water Metro project, a venture which has had considerable significance and visibility nationwide. The replication of this project in various regions is underway, and contracts for 8 vessels with similar configuration has been awarded by the Inland Water Authority of India to Cochin Shipyard Limited, and 2 of them have already been delivered in January and has presently been positioned 1 each at Ayodhya and Varanasi. We started the fabrication of steel cutting and fabrication of the trailing section hopper dredger being built by CSL for Dredging Corporation of India. Our subsidiary company, Udupi Cochin Shipyard Limited, UCSL, has delivered the first 62-ton bollard pull tug to Messrs. Ocean Sparkle Limited, which is now part of the Adani Group, which is the leading tug operator in India. Also, the keel has been laid for the second 70-ton bollard pull tug for Messrs. Polestar Limited. Members may be aware that UCSL has contracted to build 2 numbers 62-ton bollard pull tug for Ocean Sparkle and 2 numbers 70-ton bollard pull tug for Polestar. Also, at UCSL, fabrication has commenced for 2 numbers 3,800-ton dry cargo vessels being constructed for Messrs. Wilson Shipowning Norway, which is part of a 6-vessel series. This showcases UCSL's venture into the global shipbuilding arena. It's worthwhile, and we take pride in informing that CSL, the main unit, Cochin Shipyard Limited, has been upgraded to the Greenco, CII Greenco Gold rating. We were earlier rated as CII Greenco Silver by the Confederation of Indian Industry under the Greenco framework. So this upgradation from Greenco Silver to Greenco Gold is in line with the effort being put by CSL to upgrade its green and environmental footprint. The confidence that our greening efforts will establish us as a benchmark for shipbuilding and repair yards in India has also give confidence to various ship owners looking to build green ships in the country is encouraging for Cochin Shipyard Limited. Moving on to the financials, I would like to mention that our financial results for the third quarter were indicative of positive growth. These results were uploaded on 30th January 2024, and I'm sure that all of you have gone into the details. I would request Mr. Jose Vijay, Director of Finance, to briefly touch upon the results for the half year.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. The financial performance of the company during the period were in line with our expectations. In the third quarter of FY24, the company witnessed a significant increase in turnover, reaching Rs. 1021.45 crores compared to Rs. 631 crores in the third quarter of FY23, demonstrating a growth rate of 62%. Similarly, the profit before tax for the FY24 also showed remarkable improvement, with 345 crores as opposed to Rs. 151 crores in Q3 of FY23, indicating a growth rate of 129%. Moreover, the profit after tax for FY24 stood at Rs. 248 crores, a substantial increase from 118 crores in Q3 of FY23, reflecting a growth rate of 109%. When considering the year-to-date performance, the company experienced overall growth in turnover and profitability. The year-to-date turnover of FY24 amounted to Rs. 2,420 crores, making a 38% increase compared to the previous year turnover of Rs. 1,753 crores. Additionally, the year-to-date profit before tax reached Rs. 748 crores, showcasing a marked improvement from previous year Rs. 390 crores, representing a growth rate of 92%. Similarly, the year-to-date profit after tax was recorded at Rs. 548 crores, indicating a growth rate of 91% when compared to the previous year Rs. 287 crores. Furthermore, the company redeemed its tax-free infrastructure bonds amounting to Rs. 100 crores in December 2023, which reduced the total debt to just Rs. 23 crores as of current date. As a result, the company has practically become a debt-free company. In terms of the financial indicators, the company achieved a strong EBITDA margin of 34% for the 9-month period ended December 23. The margin includes other income also.
24%.
That is excluding other income. Okay. Including other income is 34%. Additionally, the profit after tax, the PAT margin achieved during the same period was 23%. Further emphasizing the company's financial strength factors. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The Board of Directors of the company at the meeting held on 7th November 2023 had approved split of equity shares having face value of Rs. 10 each fully paid up into two equity shares of the face value of Rs. 5 each fully paid up. Shareholders approved the proposal on 13th December 2023 and the split of equity shares were effective from 10th January 2024. Also, the company's board at the recent meeting held on 30th January 2024 have declared second interim dividend of Rs. 3.5 per equity share of face value of Rs. 5 each post split for FY23-24, which will be paid by end of this month. This is in addition to the first interim dividend of Rs. 8 per equity share of the face value of Rs. 10 each, which is pre-split, which was declared by the board at its meeting held on 7th November 26. The total payout to the shareholders on account of these two interim dividends is Rs. 197 crores. Moving on to the status of various vessels under construction. For the ASW-SWC Corvette project for the Indian Navy, a total of 8 vessels is being constructed at a cost of about Rs. 6,300 crores. The status has already been covered earlier in my talk. Regarding the hybrid electric catamaran vessels for Cochin Water Metro, a total of 23 vessels are contracted. Out of these, 12 vessels have already been delivered. Remaining 11 are at various stages of construction. For the 7K multi-purpose vessel project for European clients, a total of 8 vessels are being constructed. Vessels 1 and 2 are currently undergoing hull block erection and outfitting. The vessels 3 to 8 are under various stages of construction. Regarding the commissioning service operations vessels project, CSOB project. Two vessels are being constructed. Plate cutting for the vessels was done on September 1st, 2023 and fabrication is currently in progress. The fabrication for one number 12,000 cubic meter trailing section hopper dredger being constructed by TSL for DCI started on the 11th of December 2023. The pilot project of one number hydrogen fuel cell vessel equipment commissioning has been completed and the vessel is in advanced stages of testing and sea trial at this moment. 8 number hybrid electric catamaran passenger vessels from IWI at a cost of about 129 crores. Two of them have already been delivered in January as was mentioned earlier and the balance 6 vessels are at various stages of construction at our subsidiary in Hooghly Cochin Shipyard Limited. Coming to the two major expansion projects being undertaken by CSL, namely the new dry dock project at a cost of 1,799 crores and the International Ship Repair Facility, ISRF project, costing ₹970 crores. The civil works for both the projects have been completed and the projects were inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, on 17th January 2024. The ceremony was also attended by the Governor of Kerala, the Chief Minister of Kerala, the Union Minister of Port Shipping and Waterways, and other high-level dignitaries. For the dry dock project, all the civil works have been completed and we are now awaiting installation of the large 600-ton gantry crane delivered to us by Mrs. Hyundai Sanhao Limited from Korea. And once the crane is operational, it is expected that the project will be fully functional by mid-2024. Has been completed and the project in 2024. I'm happy to inform you that our secured order book currently stands at about 21,500 crores for the shipbuilding site. And ship repair, we have an order book of about 800 plus crores. This is what we normally guide a little bit lower, but we have now about 800 plus crores in ship repair. Healthy. I would like to conclude now and would be happy to take questions. Thank you all for your patient hearing.
Should we start for the Q&A session?
Yes, yes.
Can you check the line again, sir, from that side? Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit from Antique. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for this opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, if you could just help me with the order backlog position, including the IAC work, both in shipbuilding and ship repair.
What is it? The order backlog?
Order backlog.
Can Rose explain?
Yeah. The 21,500 crores mentioned by the CMD is only the order backlog. Out of that, IAC is 1,047 crores. And ASW, SWC is 5,215 crores. NGMV, that is New Generation Missile Vessel, is 9,802. So total from defense is around 16,064 crores. And on the commercial front, the 1,200 passenger vessels, 286 crores. Then the KMRL, 32 crores. IWA, 6 vessels, 73 crores. And Redzer for DCI, around 869 crores. So that comes to around 1,260. That is on the domestic front. Then the export order, the 7,000 multi-purpose vessels, 734 crores. CSOV for a European client is 955 crores. And zero emission feeder container vessel, two numbers, and again to another European client, it's 547 crores. And SOV for another European client is 452 crores, which we recently signed the contract. So the total export order is around 2,588 crores. Then subsidiaries, we have a total order book of around 700 crores. So totally it is 21,500.
In this point, sir, if I bring it to words, from the context of the EBITDA margin front, how sustainable is this, about 20 plus kind of EBITDA margin as we conclude this IAC work?
So,
19-20,
the EBITDA margin of this level may not be sustainable, but after IAC we may be around 19 to 20 level EBITDA, excluding other income.
Even in ASW, you mean to say the EBITDA margins can be, or even NGMV can give you 19 to 20%?
We would not like to discuss exact project wise, but largely the guidance would be 19 plus level.
On a blended level.
On a blended level. Because see, we operate different businesses actually. Ship repair, shipbuilding, different businesses. On both sides, commercial and defense are different businesses. So we would probably desist from getting into a specific project, and that kind of detail we would desist because it's a little bit too complex.
Got it, sir. From an order inflow perspective, especially on INS Vishal, would you want to make any remarks, as in any conversation about it? It will be really helpful, sir.
We probably are not in a position to make any comment in this regard.
Any other order inflows in pipeline, like next generation corvettes, we have been hearing for a long time. Any color on those aspects? Any additional AON?
Not yet. Not yet.
In terms of the conventional defense order inflow, it looks bleak, right?
See the RFP issued as of now is, there is RFP for 1600 crores for defense projects. But there are expectations which I may not be able to discuss, but over this year, within 2024 calendar year, we are expecting for the RFPs to come in.
So that's it from my side, sir. I will join back in with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Deepak Krishnan from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
So I just wanted to understand this change in margin guidance, because I think last quarter you had indicated that, you know, ship repair would be somewhere at segmental level is 13-14%. Sorry, ship repair is 19%, ship building is 13-14%, on a blended basis, you know, we make 16-17%. Like, any particular reason for this sharp sort of, 200 basis points increase in guidance? And in addition, any one-off factors that you have numbers?
We are probably not getting you very clear on the lines. There's too much of a booming voice coming in. Can you repeat that question once again?
Is it better now?
Can I just go ahead? Let me see.
Yeah, just wanted to understand the 200 bits improvement in margin. So you had last quarter indicated that shipbuilding does 13-14% and ship repair does 18-19%.
Yeah.
Blended basis are 17%.
Yeah. See, this quarter, as was mentioned earlier, we had the aircraft carrier both on the shipbuilding side and the ship repair side, which has helped us a little bit more on the margins.
No, sir, I'm talking about long-term steady state. Like we are saying 19% we will do. Just wanted to understand the factors, like which is higher than 16-17, which we have normally been indicating.
The 19% indicated was a post ISC period, post aircraft carrier period.
Yes, yes.
What is it? No, I'm not there. Just a minute.
Sir, can you hear me fine now?
Yeah. See, when we are talking the margin level, you know, like you mentioned that we had conveyed earlier 17-18 kind of a level, and we are now talking 19 kind of a level. Is this what you said?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. See, that is actually coming from, see, when we say 17-18 and when we are trying to project into the future, it's a little bit of percentage here and there will always happen. But when we are talking, you would have also seen that on the ship repair side, we said we are sitting on a slightly more higher firm order book. So we know that ship repair is going to contribute a little bit more over the next few years as we move forward. There is higher level of confidence. The kind of large projects, the multi-refit contracts that come in, the midlife upgrade contracts that come in, we are getting signals that this could all be sort of sustainable into the future. These could be the methods that are sustainable into the future. So don't hold us too hard on to whether it's 18 or 19. It's somewhere around that level. That is all we would like to say. Yeah.
Sure, sir. Maybe just on the two new facilities, do we have any work in hand for the ship repair and the new tie dock, or would that be something that comes up over time?
See, shipbuilding dock, the new dock, the current orders, the dredger will actually be built in the new dock. And then there are further vessels already scheduled and planned into the new dock. For ship repair, we expect to go and secure orders as we move forward. We don't think that it will be too much of a difficulty to get the orders for our ISR facility, which is for ships below 130 meter long. We are firmly entrenched in that segment. There's quite some volumes available.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Raj Rishi from DCPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted your comments on how big this ship repair can become for you. I believe the increase in capacity is, 25% of India ship repair capacity?
So by numbers almost, yes.
Okay. And I also read that you had mentioned in a recent interview that you're looking at a cluster in Maharashtra region also for ship repair. So, being such labor-intensive sector, the ship repair, what's the edge which you would have, say, internationally, to get international orders also?
So there are two parts to the question. The first one you asked was what could be the size of the business from whatever we currently have. That is a unit we have right now in Cochin, the new ISRF, and the unit in Mumbai, Kolkata and Port Blair. That's what we currently have.
Okay.
So that is something which I'm not sure whether we have said this earlier, but then we should be seeing 1,200 crores very shortly and scaling it up to a 1,500 crore kind of a level in a few years. So that is a picture which we have painted on ship repair.
Okay.
Now what we have talked about, a new cluster on the West Coast, it's something which we are in discussion, and that would be actually to try and tap larger ship. See, whatever we have built till now is not the new ISRF and the three units which we have is all for medium-sized ships. The only large facility is actually at Cochin Shipyard Limited, the main unit. But if all goes well and final assessments are clear, then if we do something in the West Coast, that would be for slightly more larger size of vessels, trying to tap the international market. And you are asking a very pertinent question. With the kind of labor intensive work, we need to actually work with best around or next to best around turnaround times in the world to attract business. The confidence is there. The plans are yet to evolve.
And sir, what's the labor arbitrage, say, if an international ship comes here versus some other country, what's the labor arbitrage? Like, what's the advantage which India would offer?
I don't think the labor arbitrage is the most important part here. It is actually the skill set and the capability to drive. See, world over, ship repair as in pockets and clusters, for some time there will be labor arbitrage, that is for sure. But we would not want to do anything into the long term looking at labor arbitrage, because that will be gone after some time. So it will all be best in class turnaround time worldwide and best in class capabilities, which is the confidence level. So it may not be the arbitrage on the labor, but it is trying to actually plug into the global ship repair ecosystem.
And I also read in an interview which you had mentioned that the size of the this global ship repair industry is like massive, and I think India is what, 1% or something. What would be your reasonable vision as to what kind of percentage can it go to?
I may not be able to talk on that total percentage from a country perspective, but as we say, from a CSL perspective, I said 1500 crores in a not far away future, but then maybe you should add another 1000 crores to it from Cochin Shipyard's point of view over the next 10 years or so, something like that.
Okay. And sir, this regards green shipping. I think you had mentioned in an earlier call that around 2,500 ships are ready for their life is like end of life. So you think most of them will go for green shipping, or it will be just like fossil fuel?
No, they will all go for some sort of green. All these vessels will have some green part in it. It could be hybrid, it could be spot. So it may not be fully green, but it will all have some part of it green. That is for sure.
And sir, this 2,500 ships which you had mentioned, in how many years would it be like all of them would have to go for like some new ships have to go?
The general take is in about 10 years time.
In 10 years. And you would expect very, very good business from there? Like
obviously, it is actually about our execution capabilities. We have now contracted 8 ships in Cochin Shipyard from German clients, another 6 in our Udupi subsidiary.
Okay.
It will really be, once we deliver these vessels, from a quality perspective, time perspective, and how beneficial it's been for the clients, okay, that will decide how things will move into the future. But as we're speaking, we feel confident, we feel good.
Okay. And sir, recent news item mentioned some African country delegation which had come to Cochin Shipyard.
That's a very, very preliminary reach out. It's also got governmental angles to it. But there has been a nascent MOU that's been signed. But right now, we are not sending any business on that at this stage. But we'll take it forward. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Rohit from Antique. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. My question will be more to do with the capacity augmentation that we have had in the with the latest edition. What is the peak shipbuilding revenue execution you could do theoretically in a given year?
That's a very tough call. That depends on the type of the projects we are able to garner and the type of the projects that would come up in the market. So because that would be a very difficult question to answer, because whether it's a naval project or whether it's a conventional commercial vessel or whether it's a functional vessel, it will depend on that. Because that turnover, it also depends. It's not just the execution of the shipbuilding capabilities. It is also the equipment which goes in, because the turnover is the sum of the, not just the execution part, the equipment also. So if it's a functionally costly ship, then the turnovers could be high. So that could be a question which we would not like to answer straight away.
So let me put that question in a different way. We have somewhere like 110K deadweight tonnage capacity. Is it fair to assume that the current...
We lost you.
The line for the current participant has been disconnected. So we will take the next question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and 1 to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vignesh from KSEMA Wealth. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Just want to understand your guidance for FY25 along with EBITDA margins. Hello? So am I audible?
Arka Finance, can you just explain that?
This year we may achieve the all-time high turnover we achieved pre-COVID period. And next year we may add another 12-15% above that. That is a broad guidance which I can give.
Okay, so approximately it should be 3,400 crores for the year, and it should be around 3,700 crores approximately for next year.
But in a broad way.
Yeah, got it. And EBITDA margin should be around 18-19% as you have stated it, approximately.
Yes.
Okay. And how about the order from the Europe, sir, like hybrid vessel, green, are you seeing positive inquiries coming up for the next year?
There are inquiries. We are hopeful that we will be able to convert a few of those, because these are all in various stages of discussion, but there are inquiries. There is no dearth of inquiries.
Okay. Another thing, any passenger ships kind of thing, where in the waterways, where the government is focusing on tourism kind of thing, are we getting any orders in such a manner, sir?
We are not in a position to discuss orders at this stage. But the smaller vessels, especially for the inland waterway space, there are discussions that would be largely handled by our subsidiary from Kolkata. That is our thinking, HCSL, Hooghly Cochin Shipyard Limited.
Okay. So, but discussions are going on in.
There are discussions happening. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So that's it from my side.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Viraj from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, sir, and congratulations on outstanding numbers. My question is regarding the previous participant. Are you guiding 15% growth from pre-COVID levels? So that should be in the range of 3,700 to 800 top line. And what would be the PAT margins would be in the range of 18%?
PAT margin may not be in the 18% level, because next year we will have the depreciation portion of the new capex which we commissioned. So PAT margin, it may be lower, but EBITDA level, it will be around 18-19% as we guided.
The PAT should be in the range of 15-16%, and that should be the...
Yeah, because after considering the depreciation of the additional depreciation from the new project.
Okay. And there was an article in one of the newspaper where Navy said that they would be interested in having two defense, two aircraft carriers. Any comment on that?
See, the Navy has gone on record on that matter, but regarding a contract or any further discussions, we would not have any comment.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Raj Rishi from DCPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Some companies have commented on India's advantage for them because of the geopolitical situation. People are a little averse to China and the political reach which the present establishment has, Global South, etc., is helping their cause in getting business. So how would you comment as far as, what would you comment on this as far as Cochin Shipyard is concerned?
The overall feel for India is looking very positive. So we have been a little bit of an early mover in this space, especially in West Europe. And right now, with the geopolitics, we feel it's much better positive vibe coming in. So it's definitely looking good for us.
Okay. So this do you get help from the government to government level also? Like, or you have to solicit business on your own?
We do on our own. Government is not getting involved in the business.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Vignesh from KSIMA Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Just want to understand the opportunity. Apart from Europe, are we targeting any other geographies as such?
Not really at this stage.
Okay. So basically, we are saying like execution or the orders are full from the Europe side. Execution will be a challenge of what to be understood, sir?
See, Europe, what our strengths we have built up is a little bit towards Europe, which is quality of the product, engineering strength of the organization, trust that we have built up over the past 20 years with various clients in Europe, visibility in Europe. So, and especially since Europe is looking at significant vessels to be built, we really see no reason at this stage to check other geographies at this stage. We are aware of what could happen other places, but right now we are focused on Europe. Other than what we are seeing in the country, on our defense and whatever is happening within the country.
Okay, understood. Just a little bit more on this Europe orders. Where we are seeing it is the replacement demand or the new ships which is being coming up for the orders with us.
See, Europe, two types of demands is what we are taking. One is European short sea vessels, which are various type of cargo, multi-purpose vessels, flying largely within Europe. These are largely old vessels. Average age of the fleet could be getting close to 20 years. And naturally, they would need replacement. And when they are getting replaced, they will not get replaced by old class design. They'll get replaced by newer technologies and lesser emission vessels. So what we call the green or the hybrid vessels. So that is one part of the demand. The second part of the demand what we are focused on is the wind energy market, which is emerging in Europe, and allied requirement for service and support vessels in the wind farm field. This is expected to peak from 2027 onwards. So right now there are various agencies finding it time to start doing the investments into this segment, and we are getting into that subject.
Sir, just a bit more on this green energy. Where do the ships come in? It is for how does it work for the green energy market for ships? Just to understand more.
It's a difficult question. All I can just explain is see the wind energy in Europe, being in the tropics, wind energy is going to be dominating the energy transition into the future, and these are largely going to be offshore wind. So it will be offshore field. So when you install fixed offshore wind towers or floating wind towers, these days about 10 megawatt each tower, and countries are rolling out their own schemes. For example, UK is talking about 25 gigawatt, various other countries are talking about. So once these fields come up with multiple thousands of wind towers in the field, all these windmills will need continual maintenance and support. And you need a lot of specialized ships in the field to go and service this market. We are trying to look at that support ship, various types of support ships.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Very helpful. Thanks for the explanation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Deepak Krishnan from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah.
I just wanted to check because you said the margin increase and all of that is a function of large number of ship repair and which ship refit contracts. So when you indicate ship repair 1200 crore sort of top line, that also includes these medium refit orders, or those are largely booked in shipbuilding, and how big a pipeline is this?
All the medium refit, all whatever we said, that is all ship repair. All the midlife upgrades and the multi refit contracts, it will all be ship repair. And as we move forward, we feel, as you rightly pointed out, the ship repair turnover goes up, and we can hold our business tight as we are doing right now. That would be positive for the company as we move forward.
What could be the size of this refit market right now, or maybe say next 2-3 years? What is the size that Ocean Shipyard is targeting?
As I said, these are very, very fluctuating figures. That's why we wouldn't want to stick to exact figures. But I right now, visibility could be 1,200 crores in a year or two, 1,500 crores in three and odd years. This would be roughly where we would like to go.
Sure. And maybe just sort of understanding if there's any update on IAC 2, its potential, anything that you can
Not yet. We both are on the same page. Whatever is there in public domain, only we also know.
Okay, sir. Those are my questions. Maybe just one follow-up, if I am. Any guidance that you've given for next year? I'm sort of lost out on the call in between.
We just conveyed this a bit earlier.
I just got dropped off. Could you just clarify that?
What we had said is for this year, we would exceed our all-time best turnover target. And for the next year, that's why FY25, we would try to raise it by 12-15% on top of that.
Sure, sir.
Does that answer your question, sir? Deepak, sir?
Yes, it does.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, dear participants, and we are happy to have all of you tuning into the company. We continue to have these engagements taking forward, and whenever there is any significant events or developments in the company, we'll appropriately convey it to the market. Thank you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.